Grace you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The Bible is full of some outlandish statements. Statements that at face value make God very hard to understand. For example, Jesus said in Matthew 5, if someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. Seriously? Why in the world would I want to do that? Or how about this one? Jesus said in John 6, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Come on now, that's cannibalism. That's nuts. Here's one more from Jesus in Luke 14. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. But I thought that we're told throughout God's word to love and honor our parents and to love others. Like I said, the Bible is full of some outlandish statements. And today's epistle from Romans 5 has one of those hard-to-understand statements. I'd like to read again from Paul's words. He said, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings. Because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. Notice that Paul did not say that we rejoice in spite of our sufferings, but in our sufferings, which means because of our sufferings. And the literal meaning of the word here in the Greek text does not so much actually mean rejoice as it does mean to boast. Paul is so supremely proud of his sufferings and his afflictions that he actually boasts about them. Like I said before, the Bible is full of some crazy statements. I'm pretty sure the Israelites would have thought such about Paul's words as they wandered around in the desert with no water. They were suffering, but they weren't doing a whole lot of rejoicing or boasting. They were grumbling and they were quarreling. They could not fathom why Moses and God would bring them out of Egypt only to let them die of thirst in the desert. That didn't seem to make any sense to them, nor did it offer any compassion. And thus, boasting in their suffering would have probably seemed like a completely crazy suggestion to them. And I would venture to say that such is probably true for most of us also as we go through our life's tribulations. As we suffer through the pain of chemotherapy, or the sorrow of watching an aging parent deteriorate, or the helplessness of a child facing an addiction, or the emptiness of losing a loved one. Boasting and rejoicing may be about the furthest thing from our minds. I think in those times, we may be more inclined to respond like the Israelites than like Paul. You know, why did you save me from my sin? only to let me die then in pain and sorrow and loneliness. And we may ask the exact same question that the Israelites asked in our text today. Is the Lord among us or not? And Paul would say to us that our suffering and our sorrow and our tribulation is the answer to our question, and not the cause for our question. And thus, it's also the reason for our boasting and the reason for our rejoicing. For you see, our suffering allows God to instill perseverance in us. It allows Him to build character in us. It allows Him to create hope in us. Our sufferings are used by God to discipline us and to shape us and to grow us. Our sufferings permit God's power to work in us and through us. And our sufferings force us to become fully dependent upon Him. And thus our suffering should not cause us to question whether God is with us or not. But our suffering should be an ever-present reminder that God is with us, and He is in us, and He is working for us. And thus they should give us reason to boast and to rejoice. The Christian singer, Laura Story, sings these words in her song, Blessings. We pray for blessings. We pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for Your mighty hand to ease our suffering. All the while, You hear each spoken need, yet love us way too much to give us lesser things. Because what if Your blessings come through raindrops? What if Your healing comes through tears? What if 1,000 sleepless nights are what it takes to know You're near? What if trials of this life are Your mercies in disguise? We pray for wisdom, Your voice to hear. We cry in anger when we cannot feel You near. We doubt Your goodness, we doubt Your love, as if every promise from Your word is not enough. All the while, You hear each desperate plea and long that we'd have faith to believe. Because what if Your blessings come through raindrops? What if Your healing comes through tears? What if 1,000 sleepless nights are what it takes to know You're near? What if trials of this life are Your mercies in disguise? What if my greatest disappointments or the aching of this life is the revealing of a greater thirst this world can't satisfy? What if trials of this life, the rain, the storms, the hardest nights, are Your mercies in disguise? My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus did not go to the cross to suffer and die for us, then rise from the dead, only then to abandon us in our greatest times of need. His forgiveness for us was the first step, not the last, in beginning to shape us into His likeness and to prepare us for eternity. For the rest of that process, God uses suffering and sorrow and tribulation to build our faith and to build our hope. so that only in Him will we live and move and have our being. What if the only way to be cured of your cancer was to go through chemotherapy? But the chemotherapy always made you sick. Would you still thank God for that chemotherapy? Absolutely, of course. And what if the only way to see and to know and to grow in faith and love for Jesus Christ was to suffer? Would you thank God for the suffering in your life? Absolutely, of course. And thus may we, like Paul, always boast and rejoice in our sufferings, not simply in spite of them. Knowing that God is growing in us perseverance and character and hope, that we might love and trust Him more. Knowing that He is preparing us for our heavenly eternity. To God be the glory, for the sake of His Son, Jesus. Amen.